All right, how's that? That's better. Okay, good. Good morning. It's 10:55 a.m. on Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2022. And yeah, the first time I tried this, it didn't actually work. I was paying close attention. There's something about this connection that, unless it's exactly right, it doesn't get recognized. So it makes the sound, it makes the waveform look funny. And I'm able to now spot the waveform looking funny before I get too far down the road. So, hello. It's kind of a grimy day. It's overcast. It's quite chilly. It's quite wet. And when you get into the breeze makes it just cold. It's really raw. Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirit. It's not as wet as it was yesterday. I have to say, though, the new raincoat did very well. Yeoman's duty yesterday. Kept me warm, kept me dry. I was expecting it to drip down onto my legs. My jeans were actually pretty dry when I got back yesterday. And then I needed to go see my oncologist. So I'm letting the cat out of the bag. I have cancer. It's I've been waiting for the various doctors to tell me what it is, where it is, and at least give me a hint about what's going to happen. So last week I had the PET scan, the positronic something or other tomography, and they found it. It's where my tonsil used to be. That's it. That's the only place. Other than the nodes in my neck where it has spread to the lymph nodes and attacked them. It's just a little patch at the base of my tongue. And therein lies a couple of questions about what's going to happen next. The first thing that's going to happen is that my ENT person, the ear, nose, and throat guy, is going to do a little exploration in there, inside my mouth, assuming, and take a look to see what's there. Grab a sample of it. Maybe he'll take all or most of it, I don't know. And then they'll lab that up. The oncologist said chemo radiation is normal. I'm also a good candidate for immunotherapy, although sometimes the side effects of that are fairly rigorous. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. The upshot is the oncologist feels that it's imminently treatable. The only question is, how are they going to treat it? And what kind of quality of life will I have after it's treated? The fact that I will have some quality of life, even if it's not very good, after it's treated is a step up from where I thought we would be, because I wasn't really too optimistic, actually. This is the same kind of symptomology that my sister Lori had, with growth on the side of her neck. With her, though, it was lung cancer. And I don't have any lung cancer. I don't have cancer anywhere, except that little node in the side of my neck. So That's what all the oblique references have been about. That's what's been keeping me from doing anything except reading books and playing games and trying to keep myself from spiraling down. So now you know. Now you know as much as I know. Thank you for all your kind wishes in advance. You really don't have to say anything. I posted it on my blog, and in the middle of the month I will tell the people who are on the email list. So you may hear me talk about the treatment, you may hear me talk about what I'm going through, you may not hear me at all for some period of time, depending on what the various treatments do to me. We'll see how it works out. So that's what's going on. I don't have to tippy-toe around it anymore. This is what's happening. I'm just sort of looking around. The morning is right here. It's quite still, and I've worked up a bit of heat inside the jacket here. So it's actually quite pleasant, even if it's overcast and grim looking. There's so many aspens growing up around it. It's one of the junior McMansions that's sprung up around the area. It's been here a while because the aspens are now taller than the house. I remember when they were just almost as tall as the house. Now they're easily taller than the house. I remember when there were only a few of them and they've spread, which is what aspens do. Plant an aspen, they send out runners, and they stick up new aspens. The flowering crabapple here down at the end of the block. It's really pretty. It's purple. And you want to call it red. Earlier I wanted to call it pink. It's purple. That's a flowering dogwood right there. There's some aspens here alongside the fence that are pretty close to end of life. We had one of the neighbor's aspens came down over our fence the other day. High wind. We get some high winds here. But aspens have a relatively short lifespan. Which is why having root systems that form colonies of aspens is how they survive. A lot of these trees are still just barely budded up. Squirrels doing gymnastics on this one. These are maples. The new trees that are planted here seem to have, they've got little bulges on the tips of their leaves too, so they're beginning to bud up some. Little sparrows and stuff chirping around here in the woods. Coming up on a sit with me, my post. Actually, I had to stop because I got my tongue tangled around my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. I still want tacos. I may have to go get Mexican takeout today. I don't know. I've got a ton of food in the fridge. I gotta eat that up. Oh, I have to go out this afternoon. Shoot. Forgot about that. Oh, well. They're getting the Taurus serviced. It's way overdue, and the passenger side rearview mirror, keeps getting broken off for some strange reason. And every time it does, it's like $500 to get it replaced. But there's also problems with the heater and cooler. So the air conditioning is not air conditioning, and the heater isn't heating. I suspect that it might be something simple like the thermostat. But given that everything in this car is computer controlled now, I have no way of checking that. I have no way of knowing. So we're trying to find some place to service it. We tried to take it to the dealership, which has done all of its service in the past. And the dealership recently changed hands. And they are significantly less service-oriented. I'm not exactly sure what the story is, but we took it over a couple of weeks ago and said, okay, when can you get to see it? Because we've got these problems and we've got these issues. And the guy said, despite the fact that they fixed it before, the guy said, well, we don't have a body shop here, so we can't fix the mirror anyway. And we can't even begin to look at it at the insides for the heating and cooling until sometime in June. And I'm like, dude, this is April. You're scheduling service appointments 6 weeks out, 7 weeks out? What the hell's the matter with you? And the answer is they just don't want to do the service. I guess that's the answer. Tedious at best. That tree is just huge. That's completely flowered. I don't know if that's a flowering dogwood or what. I don't know what kind of tree that is. White flowers. Sort of looks like an elm. But flowering elm? Is there a flowering elm? I don't know. Not an elm. A maple. Is there flowering maple? I don't know. Birds making a lot of noise this morning. Maybe it's just quiet enough that I can hear them. Doing here? There's nobody in the street. Good. I will cross on the sidewalk, on the crosswalk, because I can. Oh, this looks like another housing development going in down here. Just based on the number of plumbing fixtures going in. I don't know where they're going to get the water for the plumbing fixtures. Greeley has an inordinate supply of water. They got the rights to it over a century ago, and they've kept them. So Greeley does have water rights. The challenge is going to be whether or not there's water. And what happens when there isn't enough water? To satisfy all of the rights that all of the people in this watershed have. There's a saying, I don't know where it's from, but there's a saying, at least here, that who controls the water controls the West. Colorado's definitely in the West. And Greeley has rights to a lot of water. But whether there's water to satisfy those rights, I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen when there isn't. Because I'm pretty sure at some point there won't be. Oh, these little crabapple trees are coming along nicely. You got big red blossoms on them. Just budded red blossoms. They aren't blossoming out yet. The weeping willows are looking good. These older flowering crabs. I think that's what that other tree was, this flowering crab. This has the same structure. These are looking good. Oh. Speaking of car, just by me. And there it is. I'm coming up on it. The back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.